Hi-ho, I'm back.
Well, Fenton Flagg, alias the Masked Minuteman, how many of my newspapers did you sell today?
All of them.
Wonderful. How many is that?
All together?
Yes.
One.
One?
Right, because that's all you ever fill up my news bag with, one.
Well, we don't print a whole bunch at one time because the news might change, and there you'd be with old news.
Uh-huh. Well, could you fill me up again with the latest off the presses?
I'm waiting.
For it to come off the press?
For some news. Nothing seems to be happening in this year of 1776.
Editor Potts, why don't you just pay me and I'll toddle on home?
Pay you? How can I pay you? Business is terrible. Do you know how many newspapers I sold today?
One.
Exactly. I'll pay you next,
Editor Potts, have you ever thought of selling more than one newspaper in one day?
How many more than one?
365, a whole year's worth.
That's a good idea. I'll go down to the basement and see if I have all of last year's.
Not last year's, next year's.
But we haven't printed next year's yet.
I know that, but I'll never make enough money selling one or two each day, so I'll sell them for the future, see?
But how do we know there'll be any news next year?
I never thought of that.
1776 may be a big nothing year, news-wise.
Gee, you're right.
That would leave just the crossword puzzles. Maybe 1776 will be a big year for the weather or something like that.
Or perhaps there'll be some big sports event we can report on, you know?
Yes. Or maybe there'll be a revolt.
Oh, be serious. Who would revolt in 1776? Everyone's got it so good.
Yes, you're right. And after all, this is America.
Right.
People don't run around revolting here.
You got it.